Hi everyone. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem To My 9-Year-Old Self, written by Helen Dunmore. Before you continue with the podcast, it will be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. The poem is about a woman who imagines meeting with her younger self for a conversation. The older woman is mindful of the various changes that have occurred in her life, both physical changes and emotional changes. The younger self, however, is shown to be full of enthusiasm, energy and excitement, and is not particularly interested in listening to what her older self has to say. Theme. One main theme in the poem is how quickly time passes, and with the passing of time comes change. This change leaves the woman feeling nostalgic and regretful. The speaker's childhood is remembered as a time of simple pleasures and great happiness. The young girl seems to really love being active and adventurous, running through the countryside and leaping into the summer morning. The child is also carefree and curious and explores riverbanks, baby voles, wasp traps. However, nothing can resist the impact of time, and now, as an older woman, the speaker reflects on her aging body, her bad back and bruised foot. Furthermore, she has changed emotionally, mindful now of the anxieties, the unfulfilled dreams, the challenges that make a woman cautious and perhaps wary of the world. The speaker is quite saddened and regretful in realizing that her younger self may be disappointed with what she has become, to the point where they have nothing in common anymore. With this in mind, the speaker decides not to cloud the young girl's innocence, but to leave her in her innocent state as she becomes absorbed in peeling a ripe scab from her knee. Quote 3. Have you a favourite image or line or even stanza in this poem? Quote any three that you liked or thought were original or imaginative. Maybe your chosen quote captures the key idea in the poem for you. Or perhaps you like the way the poet uses the detailed images of childhood to paint an idyllic picture of the past. Imagery. The poet uses several memorable and striking images, both of youth and of age. The image of the child leaping from a height and jumping from a window into the summer morning creates a vivid and memorable image of the energy, the excitement, the complete freedom of the girl, who feels completely at ease in nature on summer mornings. This contrast with images associated with his more advanced age, the bad back, the bruised foot, highlighting that the woman is more cautious and limited in her movements. The images of the ice lolly factory, the sherbet lemon sweets, and the wasp trap are all suggestive of the endless sources of simple pleasures and fascination for the young child. Her life is certainly anything but dull. A darker image of men in cars after young girls is a glimpse into a disturbing aspect of life that may tinge the girl's innocence in the future. Finally, the poet's regret at how life has changed is suggested in the stark image of the rope that once launched the girl over the river but is now long buried in housing. The image suggests that, regrettably for the woman, the past is also buried, and she can never return to those idyllic days as the young girl. Language. Dunmore uses conversational language throughout the poem. The opening sentence, "You must forgive me," establishes the idea of the older woman beginning a conversation with her younger self. The second sentence, "Don't look so surprised," cleverly helps us to picture the two selves meeting one another. Other conversational phrases include, "Do you remember how?" in stanza 2, and "I'd like to say that we could be friends" in stanza 4. Much of the language is also very descriptive. For example, the image of the young girl lunging out over the water on a rope. Dunmore also cleverly uses a series of lists to give the impression of the many and varied sources of pleasure for the young girl as she delves through the countryside without a care in the world. Note also the contrast between the energetic verbs that capture the girl's movements, but are no longer possible for the older woman who suffers with a bad back and bruised foot. Form. The poem, which is a monologue, is composed of 6 stanzas of blank verse. There is no formal rhyme pattern. This may hint at the disconnect between our younger and older selves as we grow older. Our current and childhood selves do not rhyme and have little in common. Interestingly, stanza 1 has 5 lines, stanza 2 has 6 lines, and stanza 3 has 7 lines. The addition of 1 line for each stanza may suggest the addition of years as the child grows older and moves towards adulthood. After stanza 4, the midpoint of the poem, the line count begins to reduce from 6 lines in stanza 4 to 5 lines in stanza 5, and finally 3 lines in stanza 6. Could the stanza length increase reflect the growth and early excitement of the child, while the receding lines from 6 to 5 and then to 3 somehow reflect how time has moved on and that the woman's time is being reduced with every passing year? Sound. While the poet decided not to use end rhyme, there are several examples of interesting sound patterns within the poem. In stanza 1, for example, the alliteration of the or sound in the line "rather run than walk, rather climb than run" is quite striking. The way in which the or is repeated suggests the endless movement of the child through the landscape, running, walking, climbing. Contrast that with the heavy, dull sound in the phrase "bad back." Here, the alliteration and assonance suggest that the woman is a lot less mobile than she used to be, and therefore has to be watchful of her movements, in contrast to the young girl who can walk, run, climb, and lunge her way through the landscape. Tone and mood. The tone of the poem appears to be nostalgic and perhaps apologetic in the opening stanzas. The speaker asks her younger self to forgive her for spoiling the body they once shared. Over time, her physical body has aged and she has lost the nimble and flexible movements that she took for granted as a child. The reference to the child bursting into the sunny morning to enjoy jumping into rivers and exploring the countryside conveys a tone of excitement and joyfulness. A darker, somewhat sinister tone emerges briefly in the reference to country lanes where men drive their cars after girl children. The mood of the poem reflects what we as readers feel on reading the poem. It is a reflective poem, and we can imagine the speaker's regret that in sharing her experience of the world, she may cloud the innocence of the child. The joy of childhood may resonate with some readers, while others can feel the disappointment of dreams that may not have been fulfilled. Personal response. Did you find this to be an interesting poem? Was it confusing, or could you understand why the image of the happy young girl is so central in the poem? Would you agree that this central image added to the poet's argument that life is fleeting, and as we grow older, we change in many different ways? Did any part of the poem connect with aspects of your own life? Did you think the poem was insightful? Did it have something interesting to say about people's physical and emotional health as they age? What was your favourite stanza in the poem? Explain why you found this stanza appealing.